Innisfail. Less than a week after a fire ravaged the 115-year-old Globe Coliseum building, there is growing concern the pioneer charm of the town's historical block may be lost forever, and with it the fortunes of downtown businesses. There are now calls by at least two members of town council to have an immediate full discussion about the adverse impact from the fire. The blaze, which started shortly after 3 a.m. on August 2, destroyed four residential suites on the second floor, leaving several citizens homeless. There were no injuries to any resident and all were safely housed with either friends or family members. During the firefighter battle against the blaze, the second floor roof collapsed, but there were no injuries. The fire also shut down two ground-level businesses, a new vape store and Inspiration Ink Tattoos. There was also damage to the gift loft store in the historical building next door. All impacted businesses were left in a precarious and uncertain position going forward. We will get through this. Everyone is safe. We will rebuild as soon as we can, said a social media post from Inspiration Ink Tattoos after the fire. I'm just thankful for my family and shop family at this time. Clients will be contacted and we will move forward as soon as we can. Fire inspectors have yet to categorically determine a cause for the blaze, but a fallen power line is being seriously probed. I do believe council will be discussing this fire at our next meeting. It needs to be done, said Count Jason Heisted. As for the businesses that have been impacted by the fire, I think it's incumbent on our leadership, not only council, to work closely with the chamber to make sure that these businesses feel council is going to look after them and to make sure they continue to thrive in their businesses. As for the possible loss of another heritage building, Heisted, who watched it burn firsthand during his daily early morning walk, said it was like getting a punch in the stomach. I have always valued our heritage in Innisfail, and the buildings in our downtown core, said Heisted, who is council's current representative to the local heritage committee. And for myself to witness this, it was like a real punch in the stomach watching Innisfail history being affected this way. I sure hope we can keep the facade of that building so our downtown core can live on for the future of Innisfail, Count. Don Harrison agreed that talks should begin immediately between the town and the business community, noting the town just approved a $5,000 grant for the Innisfail and District Chamber of Commerce to work on a strategic plan. We have a lot of old buildings that we need to take a look at, and maybe that's the strategy of how we market with the chamber, said Harrison. The question should come up, how do we go forth with the historic buildings because we have a number of them? I will certainly push for the notice to sit down with the chamber because they need to be involved with this, he added. Three businesses have been impacted by it, and how is that going to affect their strategic plan? As for the future of fire-ravaged Globe Coliseum, which once housed a pioneer-era Union Bank and William Hodge Sr.'s Coliseum store, it remains uncertain as the second floor sustained extensive fire and water damage, with the ground level, which has two current businesses, also damaged by water and smoke. The loss of the Globe Coliseum building at the southwest side of Banker's Corner would leave an even more gaping hole on the south side of the historical block, as there is only a vacant lot immediately east, created when the historic Burscht building was destroyed in a 2009 fire. If they have to tear that down, that's going to be another significant building that will be lost forever, said local historian Sherry Griffith. It's incredibly historic because that represents one of the last buildings that hold significance to Main Street. It would be wonderful to have it repaired in some form and brought back, especially with the facade, added Griffith. Hopefully they can bring that back. Innisfail Fire Department Chief Gary Leith said on August 2 the exterior of the Globe Coliseum withstood the fire extremely well, far better than a more modern building. He said despite the collapsed roof, the structural integrity of the building is still good. The roof is gone and there is damage through the roof collapsing in on the building, but the floor structure remains sound on the second and main floors, said Leith, adding there will be serious immediate challenges for the impacted businesses. Most critically important is the collapsed roof that, 100%, needs to be replaced, said Leith. I would say those businesses are no longer viable until such time structural repairs are made to that building, said Leith. In the adjoining building, the gift loft has some smoke and water damage, but the roof itself is intact. That business, due to smoke and water damage, probably is not able to operate at this point. Despite the overall gloom from the tragic fire, there was one moving story to come out of the devastation. Leith said one female resident on the second floor whose husband had recently passed away had lost her cell phone during the early morning pandemonium of the fire. She was desperate to get in to find her cell phone. Unfortunately, she lost her husband last year, and on that cell phone were pictures of her husband, said Leith, adding one of his firefighters volunteered to search through the smoldering second-floor ruins to find the cell phone. The firefighter was able to locate the phone and it was undamaged, said Leith. We were able to return that to her and fortunately it still worked. Leith said the lady was then able to access the photos of her late husband. Updated historical information to this story was provided to the Alberton by Innisfail historian Sherry Griffith.